Nancy, and I'm so excited to host tonight. Welcome, welcome. You know, tonight, as a reminder, I just wanted to let everybody know that you may hear some stories about coaching, and we are so excited to share about that opportunity. You know, they do pay us very well to do good in the world, but it does come with working hard and grit and fearlessly sharing with others. So just wanted to mention the impact disclaimer if you wanted to kind of look through the income disclaimer right there. If anything that's talked about tonight interests you, feel free to talk to the person that invited you tonight. So welcome, welcome. I am so excited to share with you tonight. What is our topic? We decided to talk, since February is Heart Month, we're going to talk a little bit about loving yourself. Loving yourself enough to be the dominant force in your life. And I'm going to be real honest and real transparent with you guys. There were many, many times I didn't really feel like I loved myself. And I sure didn't act like I loved myself. I don't know if you guys resonate with that. Feel free to put a one in the chat if you can kind of identify with that. But for so many years, I felt like if I was puffed up or prideful or arrogant or narcissistic, if I loved myself. So I almost felt it was like a humble way to look at it, to not feel like I was anything special. Honestly, I did not take care of myself. I didn't show love. And I was afraid that if I was puffed up and thought too much of myself, that was pride. But you know what I realized is thinking too lowly of myself, having such low confidence, such low self-esteem, that's actually being quite self-centered, thinking too lowly of myself. It was still out of balance view of myself and too much self-focus. So what I learned in our journey here is that self-care is not selfish. There I am with my family. Oh my goodness, I love all those little buggers. They're amazing. But yeah, my story started with Optavia 12 years ago. 12 years ago, I was the yo-yo diet queen. I did all the things, and it all came to a head when one day, after gaining my weight back another time, I didn't fit on a roller coaster at Universal Studios. And there was just something about that moment that just clicked with me that I was done. I was done. I was done with my excuses. I was done living like that. I knew I needed to change my life. And I just was at a point where I was done with living the way I was, that I didn't like where I was headed. I knew if I stayed on that road, I was going to end up where I was headed. And I didn't like the way that looked. So I decided to turn the bus around. I decided to start Optavia, and it was such a game changer. Everything started to really change. I thought I was going on like a health journey for my body. What I didn't expect is that I'd be taking my mind along for the journey with me, and so many lessons learned along the way. And it's been a real joy. I did lose 54 pounds. And what was really cool is so many people at the hair salon where I worked wanted to do program two. And I don't know. I guess I was a billboard. So I decided to start coaching my friends and my clients, and I absolutely fell in love with it so much. What I didn't expect is that my clients would turn into billboards. And before I knew it, this thing started to really spread. I felt like I had the best kept secret, and it really shouldn't be. And I absolutely loved this journey. It wasn't just about the healthy body. Like I said, it was really a lot of self-discovery. Learning how to forgive myself, learning how to love myself, learning how to give grace and talk kindly to myself, but also how to get gritty and be resilient. As I started coaching, I started meeting wonderful people. And I wanted to introduce my co-host tonight, one of my clients, Lisa. What an amazing, amazing client and dear friend Lisa has become. So, hey, Lisa, why don't you share a little bit about you before we get started?
Hi, good evening, everybody. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share about myself tonight. First of all, I want to point out that I'm wearing a red heart pin, and I know we're in the heart month because it's February, but I want everybody to know that you should be concerned about your heart every day of every month. It's just not the month of February.
Right.
Wow, my health journey began when I was a preteen. That's when I was asked to do my first diet. I had a family member who told me that I was chubby. And honestly, when I was young, I lost 3 grandparents and my dad in a period of 5 years. I learned how to emotional eat at a very young age. That progressed to having low self-confidence. When I was in high school, I didn't date. I didn't attend any proms. I went to college and an amazing group of friends wrapped around me and they loved me for who I was. After I graduated, I met somebody, I married, and I got pregnant with twin boys. Such an exciting time for me being pregnant. But you know what? I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. So I had to give myself insulin shots several times a day because we all say we will do anything for our families, especially our kids. So of course I did exactly what the doctors told me to do, give myself shots. After my sons were born, the lowest my weight ever got was around 225 pounds. My life revolved around them, their activities, taking care of the house. I worked part-time in the evenings from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. I didn't have much time for self-care, but that's what we do as young moms. But despite trying exercise programs and all the latest diet fads, my weight eventually ballooned up to like 300 pounds. Shortly thereafter, I was divorced. I was a single mom. I was in a job that I was really miserable in. Honestly, I felt less than. I felt ugly, unlovable, ashamed. I was put on metformin for type 2 diabetes. I felt like I was really missing out on life. But 2019 came, and with a girlfriend at the beach, we took pictures and we said, this is our last fat summer. And that was great, but I couldn't put all the pieces together. I was still struggling and trying to find out how to go about becoming healthier. Then I had seen one last picture of myself and I hated the way I looked. I hated being the largest person in every picture. And that happens quite often when you're around 300 pounds. So I pulled into a Turkey Hill parking lot and I called that lady Nancy, somebody had told me about. By the end of that call, she was my coach. She said she believed in me. It had been a long time before I heard somebody was believing in me. I started program November 4th of that year. By New Year's Eve, I was down 36 pounds. That's my story, that's my results, and it will be different for everybody. But I was entering 2020 feeling confident, feeling strong, something I hadn't experienced in years. I was setting myself up for success. In January of 2019, family and friends were starting to say, hey, Lisa, I want what you want. Tell me about it. So I started sharing and coaching came my way. My first coach activity, we went to iFly. We did indoor skydiving. And you know what? I left there with phone numbers and blossoming relationships and hugs galore. People I had never met before. The community was just so, so amazing. I was so attracted to that adventure. I looked up what the requirements were for real actual skydiving. And you know what? It was 220 pounds or less, fully clothed with shoes. So that was my next goal. In a couple of months, I reached it. So I called up the skydiving place. I'm like, I can jump. And they go, well, not yet. We got COVID going on. So you got put on hold. But you want to know what date I got to jump out of an airplane? July 4th. Imagine that. Freedom Day. I was able to cut the ties to that Lisa that was lethargic and tired and ashamed of herself. Like, it was just the day that I will remember for the rest of my life. It was a new line for me. I like was totally breaking free and just loving myself because I was empowered because I was living a life that I had only ever dreamed about. shortly thereafter, some sadness entered my life. I lost my brother to a heart attack. For the first time ever, I didn't eat through my feelings. And I had recently learned that there were other reasons I needed to stay healthy, in addition to my kids and my adventures, because I had to go in for open heart surgery. I had to have my aortic valve replaced. 2 days after that surgery, it was Thanksgiving of 2020, the heart surgeon himself came in to remove my drainage tubes and check in on me. And you know what he said to me? He thanked me for losing the weight and being prepared for this surgery. He says, that does not happen often. He goes, you made my job easier because I did not have to dig in and move around all that visceral fat you used to have in there, Lisa. He said, you made it an easier surgery for me, less risky, and your recovery is going to be so much better. Instead of 12 weeks of recovery, I was back to work in 7. Imagine that. Just amazing, because I chose to get healthier. So that's part of my mission now, to inspire others, because none of us know what's coming tomorrow on our health journey, but the healthier you are, the better able you are to handle it. In the end, I've lost 130 pounds. I've balanced my blood sugars, and I've gained the energy to live a life full of experiences. I urge all of you to love yourself enough to become healthier.
Oh, I love that story so much. I love being part of it. I have to be honest, it just feels so good. Lisa, we learned so much along our journey. We're still learning every day. We have a couple of top tips that we wanted to share with you guys, because this is some of the things that we were learning as we were learning to love ourselves, because we want to become the dominant force in our lives. We wanted to create an intentional life and live life to the fullest. So we do have a couple things to go through. I'm just going to tell some of the things I learned, and then we're just going to ping back and forth. For me, one of the things I needed to learn in order to love myself more was to release from the past, forgive myself for the past. You know, the past, you can't give yourself a prettier past. And so use it as a university, but not your prison. What did you learn? Now focus forward. That was so important. And don't be so afraid to fail, because failing forward, that's all part of success. So being able to release from the past was a big part. How about you, Lisa?
One of the main things I learned was that the opinions of others don't matter to me. As I became more self-confident, I realized that there was others in my life that wanted to clip my wings. They did not validate my self-worth, especially some coworkers and friends, because they weren't supportive of the positive changes I was going through. I really needed to stop the people-pleasing that I had done for so many years, and that I had to focus on my personal growth. I really needed to release all the toxic energies that I had. And in finding healthier relationships, the beginning of that was the coach community. This tribe has encouraged me and clapped for me and pushed me out of my comfort zone, so that way I can do more and more.
Love that. I love that too. And you're talking about those negative thoughts. That's another one. I had to identify the negative thoughts, the critical self-thinking that was in my way. I had to identify it as lies, and I had to be able to flip my thoughts around. So when you have a negative thought, ask yourself, but is that true? What if the opposite's true? I had to get real good at doing that, like all day long, like mental backflips all the time. So do you know the average person, we might have between 60, 70,000 thoughts a day. 80% of them are negative and 95% of them are repetitive. So I had this loop in my head of negative thinking that just needed to stop. So identify it and debunk it. That's really important. You know, an important part of that, when I start to talk nasty about myself and put myself down, Lisa, get it out. Here's little Nancy. Where's little Lisa? Show us little Lisa. Would I talk to her that way? Why do I talk to myself that way? I wouldn't talk to any other human that way. Certainly not a little girl. So if I wouldn't say it to another person, if I wouldn't say it to that little child, don't say it to myself and do her proud.
Oh, thank you for that, Nancy. That's so inspirational. Another area that I had to really grow in was my physical activity and exercise, because I was someone who could not walk up the one flight of stairs in her house without stopping to catch her breath. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was a prisoner sometimes in my own house. So I realized when it came to exercise and physical activity, I needed to crawl before I could fly, so to speak. After a few weeks of being on program, I started adding in extra movements, such as standing more versus sitting, dancing around my house, keeping sneakers in my car, because you drop the kids off or you're picking them up in line, well, take some loops. So that way, getting in steps any way I could. I also invested in a kayak. Being on the water provides me with such physical and mental calmness. I really learned to fall in love with taking care of myself, because I really like to make movement fun.
It's your head too. I love that so much. That's so good. It puts you in a positive state of mind with all those dopamine endorphins flying through your brain, right? That's awesome. Okay, another one. Ready? Embrace imperfection. Dr. A gave me permission when he said, imperfection is the new awesome. I'm like, I like that. I'm going to use that. That is so, so good. If you are a perfectionist, you will be overly critical of yourself, and that's not okay. You may become paralyzed because you're afraid of doing something wrong. You might procrastinate your way through life. You may have trouble validating yourself, and you might look for approval from others if you're a perfectionist. So let that go. There is no perfect. And you'll feel so much more authentic with yourself when you release from that. Okay, your turn. This is fun.
Something I learned, and because I never learned it growing up, to feel my feelings. I used to keep my feelings all stuffed inside and stuffed down there with more food and more food and more food. In the end, it never, ever worked. And as some of us know, you never even feel full. You just continue with the mindless eating. But why was I eating? I was afraid. I was anxious. I was angry. I was sad. I was scared. So many reasons why I ate myself. I learned the importance of stop, challenge, and choose. And to process my feelings. Stop. Ooh, why are you eating this, Lisa? Think about it. Is this going to get me to a healthier Lisa? Or is it going to bring me back to the habits of disease? Because we know what the habits of disease have done to me. So where's your priorities, Lisa? But it empowered me to make choices. Another choice that I decided to make for myself was to forgive the people that had wronged me, that had hurt me. It was so important because those people were still pulling me down. I was allowing that to happen. So now I'm proud of my choices because they're really intentional and not reactional anymore. And I've learned that I can really trust my gut.
Love that. When you have that icky feeling, whether it's sadness or grief or angst or anxiousness or worry or fear, I learned the antidote for that is gratitude. You cannot be grateful and scared at the same time, because gratitude is something you're already sure in. It's something you already have. So you can't be fearful and grateful at the same time. So to shift your thinking out of a state of fear or sadness or that icky sauce Dr. A talks about, for you to flip it to gratitude, it makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, and I have so much gratitude for you, for this program, for the coaches, my clients. This entire community is second to none to anything I've ever experienced in my life. So much gratitude. But I've learned that I need to prioritize things that are happening in my life, because I get to decide what matters most. Right now, My health, both physical and mental, is at the top of my list. My relationships with my family, with my true friends, with my clients, with this community, so darn important to me. And my activities and travels, I get so many physical and mental benefits from them. I'm never going to give them up. So I schedule in my fun time. Some people might call it exercise and dread it, but like I said, when you make it fun, you want to do more and more of it. And I really like living and sharing my sparkle with people. I never had that when I didn't feel confident, but now I share my sparkle with others and inspire them on their journeys. And I want to remind everybody, tomorrow is not guaranteed. I've lost way too many family members too early in life, including my dad, my brother, and my niece.
Thank you. What an important reminder. I love it that you're prioritizing yourself and scheduling things that are important to you. Again, that is being the dominant force in your life. You're making time for what's important. And time, I lost my parents when they were 60 and 62. I lost my aunt when she was 23. I lost another aunt at 62. I lost my grandmother at 58. It's very much on my heart too, that we've lost people too young. And so constantly in my head, this is what I see. I just see time slipping away. I mean, whether we're thinking about it or not, the sand is going. And it's always a reminder to me to not take things for granted, to live my best life, to stop wasting so much time, to stop living in a state of fear and do the things that are important and to craft the life I want. So at the end of my life, I will be able to look back and say, I don't have regrets. I said what I needed to say. I did what I wanted to do. I made a difference in this world. Look at all the people I was able to help create the lives they wanted. I want it to feel like a really well done job. So being aware of time is so, so important. Create those dreams, even if you do it scared.
Yeah, I learned to do a lot of things scared, Nancy, but that's where the growth truly comes. And one of those areas was how to trust myself. I was afraid of making mistakes, and that was really holding me back. I was doubting myself. With every decision I made, I would overthink, and that led me to being stuck a lot of the times. And sometimes I'm still working in this area. I'm still evolving, because when Nancy asked me to join her tonight, I automatically said no, and then I stopped, challenged my thoughts, and I made a choice. I said yes. And you know why? No more regrets in my life. No more regrets. I'm shifting to actions that push my personal growth forward. Why? Because I'm the dominant force in my life.
I love it. You know what? I can't see the chat right now, but I can only imagine Lisa's getting a lot of love in the comments right now. I mean, if you want to be Lisa when you grow up, put a 5 in the chat. I love it. I love it. You're really living, Lisa. I love that so much. So yeah, learning to stop doubting yourself, just do it and learn to trust yourself. It's all part of loving yourself and creating this life that you want for yourself. So just a couple of last closing thoughts I wanted to share with you guys. Coaching has been an amazing vehicle to live a lot of these things out. A lot of the things I didn't know was a possibility have become opportunities for both of us. It's been an amazing vehicle. There is no reason we need to stay stuck in certain areas of our life. You know, I moved to Florida. It was my childhood dream since I was 8 years old and I went to Disney. It was my dream. Okay, you know what? Maybe I'll look at that. I don't have to be stuck in the cold if I don't want to, you know? And so you don't need to be stuck in your location, in your job, in your finances, in your body, in your mindset. You're not a tree. You get to move. You get to do the things that are important to you. Take back your power. So don't stay stuck, even if you're scared. And I want to invite you to look at the possibility of helping people be healthy just like you're getting healthy. It is the most rewarding thing to know, because of my broken road, because of Lisa's broken road, we've been able to go hip to hip with others and believe in them until they believe in themselves. Man, we get paid in heart dollars, guys. There is nothing like that to hear people like Lisa share. I've been fighting tears all night. So I hope you feel that. I hope you feel my heart on that. I want you to remember who you are, guys. I'm going to end with this. Remember this. You are thoughtful. You are capable. You're accomplished. You're talented. You're inspirational. You're considerate. You're kind. You're smart. You're an overcomer. You are more precious than diamonds. You're loved. Now go love yourself as you go help love other people. So that's all we have for you tonight. I hope that was a blessing to you guys. And I hope you all have an amazing Valentine's Day. I wanted to also mention, if you would like to hear these in podcast, feel free to subscribe to the Optimal Health Community on podcast. It's great to listen to these while you're driving, while you're doing laundry, while you're driving the kids here and there. It's so nice that you have access to the podcast. And next week's going to be a great one. We're going to hear on men's health, some of the best men speakers, such inspirational men from all different walks of life. So I hope you guys join us next week and that you find that a blessing. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Go make it a good one. Have a good night, everybody.